Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Tonight, we're going to talk about a bunch of different topics. DNA privacy, does that exist? The fake boogeyman that's resurfacing again. And they're even taking the statistics to see how many apathetic people out there in Canada want to resume putting on the mask. And the new RSV injections are because you got a new boogeyman. The boogeyman's coming for you. Ooh, look out, the boogeyman. I'm not sure who that is going to be now since Fauci's retired. Maybe Bill Gates will step up to the plate and take over.
We had this new shot, you know, and it, but and it's gonna be, and we'll fix you.
Sounds like a Canadian. You know, it's amazing. It's really amazing how much stupidity. How much stupidity can Canadians put up with? You know, as a whole. I really wonder. I really, really wonder. You know, how stupid can they be? I'm saying this, and it may sound callous, but it's not callous. Because there are some people here that have no capacity to think. They've been so... I hate you keep using the word program, but it's the only word that really applies, you know. It is so conditioned. Conditioned, that's a good word. So conditioned to accept and to trust a government. And then, even when something goes wrong with these injections, they go into denial. That, to me, is beyond belief. I have to say. You took the shot and somebody died. Oh, it wasn't the shot. What was it? They had a secondary condition. Well, they had that condition before they took the shot, and they were okay. Something changed. But it couldn't be the shot. The government said it was okay. It's safe for you. I'm telling you, it's astounding. Just astounding. I cannot imagine in my wildest distorted fantasies that a people could be this stupid. and I have to say it that way. Because I'm at a point now where I am almost at a point of accepting the fact that Canadians will not stand up for themselves. Got about 5% that will. 5%. 5%. That's like almost 2 million people. Not quite, you know, 5%. 1.4 million people in this country will stand up for themselves. And then I heard something today about UNDRIP. Oh, my gosh. I hope everybody wakes up to this across the planet. I'm going to talk about this a little bit, too. This is just as effed up as this new fake bullshit. And, you know, the fake bullshit, they're saying that they took a survey. 62 to 65% of the people that took the survey said no to this mask, and you're going to have a hard time bringing it back. And then another 35% said we should wear the mask because we want to lighten the burden of our medical. Obviously, these people have never gone to the hospitals during COVID when there was nobody there. I went to the local hospitals in Windsor. I went to two of them. There was nobody. The ambulances were standing outside waiting to be called. And according to them, things were so bad in the city of Windsor that we couldn't keep up. They can't keep up now because they're too busy trying to find all the dead bodies across the city from these jabs, running them to the crematorium. Like I said, just where I stay alone, there's like anywhere from, well, today has been 5 or 6 already. We're going on 1 in the morning here. There'll be another two or three by the time I go to bed. It's like this every day. Every day. Now, I don't know if it was like this before here. I've only been here for a short period of time, and I really don't pay that much attention to here, to be honest with you. I'm not that crazy about being where I'm at, but it's where it wound up. But I see this all the time here. Now, I talk to people that live here. They say they've never seen that. It's every night here. Welcome to Canada, eh? And then we went and borrowed $5 billion from the United States to incur. And I don't know where the money was going. Finally, it's going to be laundered for sure, probably through the Ukraine. Anyway, let me get on to the show. I want to talk about UNDRIP. I'm going to start off with that. I was listening to the Liberty Channel. A friend of mine told me to go check something out, so I did. And they had two speakers there. One was Native and one was a researcher about, basically the Holocaust of Canada. And they're now, and this is going to be the screw job of screw jobs of screw jobs to all Natives. So if you're hearing this show, you might want to go look up UNDRIP and realize that they're playing with the words there. Natives are going to lose their ass. Everything they've got is going to be taken from them. And not just Natives. Not just Natives. Even the rest of Canadians who are of European descent, Middle Eastern descent, Far Eastern descent, Near Eastern descent, you're going to lose it all. The way they are wording this contract is if you're Indigenous, you're covered in this contract. Now, who's Indigenous? Think about that for a minute. Who's Indigenous? Well, if a person from China is born in China and grows up in China and comes to Canada, they are considered Indigenous. You thought I was going to say Native, didn't you? Every Canadian that's been born in Canada is Indigenous to Canada. You are an Indigenous people in this country because by definition it means if you're born of the land, that makes you Indigenous. My kids are Indigenous. Your kids are Indigenous. If you're born in this country, you are an you're of the Indigenous culture of Canada. I just lost that term. It was on the tip of my tongue and it went boom. Probably got shot in the head with a frequency. But that's what makes you Indigenous now, not because you're Native. Okay, if you got somebody in Quebec who's been born in Quebec and has grown up in Quebec, he is an Indigenous person to Quebec or to Canada. I'm not sure how really that works sometimes. The rest of the country is the same. I'm born in Ontario, you're Indigenous to Ontario, you're Indigenous to Canada. So that means any import they bring over here, because that's what I'm going to call it from now on, imports. This way you can't say I'm being biased or racist with everybody, because they're all imports. Any import that comes here now will be considered Indigenous, which means they will be protected under the UN Charter of Rights or Bill of Rights. Canada is aligning our charter and their Bill of Rights to match the UN. Now, the way they described it is this. The land of the Indigenous people belongs to them. And they are now being given the responsibility of taking care of the land. But they have to follow the regulations of the UN. If they cannot comply to the regulations of the UN to take care of the land the way they want them to do it, the UN can come into the territory, the land, wherever, and take it away from them. This also applies to everyone who's got a mortgage in Canada. You just bought a house for $1 million, dumbass. But anyway, now they're going to set up a bunch of rules and regulations for how you are to take care of and administer the land under the Charter of the UN. UNDRIP. Should have just called it UNDRIP. We're going to DRIP you off. Anyway, so if you cannot comply, you lose your job or whatever it is that happens to you, they can come in now and take away your home. No restitution, no buying it off you. It is theirs. Ain't that a trip? Welcome to the WEF, Canada. You're about ready to lose everything you got. So all these people that bought these expensive homes, $1 million mortgages, and they want you to do stuff to the house or to the land and you can't afford it, they will come and pay for it, but now you have to go. They made another scenario. Okay, let's say you borrowed money for the house and the under the contract with the UN, they are now in charge of the banking system as well. And they decide to call the loan. Want you to pay it up right away. And you can't do that. They have just now kicked you out of your house. Imagine that. I don't know what it's going to take. Myself, personally, I wouldn't want to see a civil war in this country, but it may come to that. And the United States, you're not exempt either. The same shit that they're trying to put. You got to remember, Canada's the prototype, okay? You're the big wheel that spins at a slower pace because there's more Americans than there are Canadians. We got about 28 million Canadians. Some guy was saying 34 million. I kept thinking you're out of your mind. We got 28 million Canadians, and you have about 280 million Americans right now because of the violation of these injections that were warp-sped through everybody's country. Warp speed. Let's just kill everybody quicker. So, 28 million, 280 million. So you're a bigger wheel. So every rotation you turn, Canada turns about 10. So Canada is going to get there faster. So now Canada is the prototype. You know, whether to bring oil, Vaseline, or soap, Canada is the prototype. And I know you get what I'm saying there. So we're about ready to get screwed here. And watch what happens here because it's coming your way. I was just reading somebody making a comment about Arizona. And now Arizona, in the voting, Democrats are going after ballots and Republicans are going after votes. So there are more ballots than there are votes. And it'll go toward the Democrats. They'll win. Like I said, your vote means absolutely nothing. They can have some Chinese factory in China, you know, manufacture all these letters and ballots and have them with all these different addresses, ship them over here, drop them off at the post office, it gets distributed to whatever state or zone is running an election. These people are just made up or borrowed from a directory. Now they mail in a ballot. There's no way of verifying that at all. It's the dumbest effing thing yet that they did. So imagine you got a factory in Russia, a factory in China, a factory in India, a factory in Venezuela, and they're all creating ballots. All these ballots are now, again, shipped by freight in a container, get to the other side, clears customs, They then take them to the designated voting stations. They're in the office under a desk. The voting booths are closed. They got an armed guard in front. Meanwhile, all these votes are already there. And then they have to count them. No way to validate them. That's how this shit goes on. How is it that you have a Republican candidate that's winning the state and loses in the end? That tells you all the time that you have nothing but a pre-selected winner. Same thing in Canada. How did Dingleballs get in power? Who knows? He's not qualified to tie his shoe if it was Velcro. Talk about being dumb as a bag of rocks. This is what's running the country. And somebody sent me something today. I don't know if it's old or not, but he made an appearance at a cross-dressing bar or whatever, so he shows up. He must have felt right at home. I don't know. Unbelievable. Welcome to Canada, eh? God almighty. This is what we have running the country. And this is what people are believing. This is what people are believing today. This is the government that they trust. A dingbat running the country. Holy jeez. See, I can't even speak tonight. He did a thing on voting. He don't vote. I don't either. I don't see a point to it. You know, they've already been pre-selected, pre-judged, and they're already in. It's just a matter of now following the procedure and the theater. He made a comment. He says, well, if you don't vote, you can't complain. Well, it's not true. I didn't vote. This way, if the wrong guy gets in, I can complain. But see, it doesn't matter who votes anymore. It doesn't matter. The banks, the corporations, the technocrats, the Googles, and all these other big, big countries, because that's what they're calling corporations now, countries. Elon Musk has got he's worth $280 billion? I mean, $280 billion, he's a country of his own. And this is what we have here in Canada. Now, I'm not saying America's any better. I've taken a look at your president over there, too, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. But again, I can't believe Americans would have voted for him. I can't believe Americans would have voted for any of the Democrats today. I don't see any of them. I don't see much of the Republicans either, to be quite honest with you. Same here. I don't see much of the Conservative Party's a joke. Liberal Party is a court jester, but they're the joke. It's pathetic. And I think this is the way it is across the planet, to be honest with you. I know I've seen New Zealand's PM. Oh, geez, what a trip that is. I got to say, she's probably smarter than our goofball. She knows how to make that accent, you know. You got to respect. Fuck. You know, she can talk. She has this skill. You know, our guy's always the and the you know. And then I've seen the Prime Minister of Australia and the Iron Fist, hard-hitting police force they had there and beating up civilians that weren't armed. They must have felt proud of themselves. You know, anyway. We had the same thing here with the UN peacekeeping troops here, dressed up like Canadian police, stomping people with their horses. Imagine that, eh? Yay! So we have civil unrest, but not from the civilians. civil unrest coming from the government officials, who, by the way, technically were put there by the citizens because of their vote. Or did they? So that's the interesting thing you got to look at, too. If these people were voted in, really voted in, would they have acted in such barbaric behavior? Or would they have been more, you know, civil and dealt with the problem? I don't know, you know, can't tie a shoe with Velcro. Never once went out to talk to the truck drivers or to protest. Not once. What was he afraid of? The boogeyman with the RSV is coming for him. What was he afraid of? Even Paul Revere, which I don't think much of either, he went out there and he started talking with the truck drivers. And he tiptoed through the tulips there. He never even bothered. But he called them Nazis and misogynists. Amazing, just amazing. Somebody taught him that big word. It had to have been. Anyway, I want to continue here. Where am I at here? Okay, a buddy of mine, Fire Medic 8, he does the research on this radiation stuff. He keeps us all kind of caught up on this. And you know, every time he finds something, I'm always like amazed at how it's all connected to genetics or, you know, DNA or, you know, mind control, cellular destruction, you know. Basically, this technology, the cell phone, I don't know. I think everybody should really do some real serious research on that. And when you get done, get a good hammer, wear a cloth over your face just in case, and beat the hell out of that phone. That technology is a ticking time bomb. It not only is emitting frequency radiation, it's also emitting Bluetooth radiation and all kinds of other shit. They never do anything for us. They always do things to us. Oh, this is going to make your life so much easier, so much better. Oh, you have the phone. You can talk to anybody. They can reach you now. You won't miss a call. This is going to make your life so much better. Oh, you're going to love your phone. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, phone now jacks into your DNA and then starts to program you. And while that's going on, it's also emitting all kinds of radiation. And it's also emitting on you. And if they need to expand the Bluetooth technology, guess what? You're now part of that system. But he went into it a little bit more tonight. And he breaks it down even on some biblical aspects of it. Hela and Hillel. Not Hillel, like, well, it's Hillel or something like that. Anyway, see if I got it here ready, because I'm always fascinated at his discoveries, and every time he pulls something up, I was like, oh, look at this, another day in the sunshine, you know, another day in paradise, woohoo, you can barely stand this paradise stuff, you know, it's amazing. Give me a second, I gotta find it, where'd he go? Here it is. Okay. I think that's it. Right. Well, here we go.
So this is what I want to talk about today.
He got the jump on me here. All right. Pay attention, because I believe you need to hear this so that you can take that cell phone, take it to the backyard, get a brick, a 5-pound hammer, any hammer will do, or a sledgehammer, and waylay it. Don't breathe in the smoke or the fumes, and don't touch it, because it'll get really hot. You can send it to cell phone hell, or cell phone heaven, if that's what you want to call it. Cell phone hell. All right, here we go. Here we go. Dun, ta-da.
All right. So this is what I want to talk about today is more about Bluetooth. So if I go back to probably 2008 or 2010, probably, when pretty much almost every single thing that we had to operate or use with our ambulances as it relates to EKGs, transmitting EKGs at our laptops and our systems that we had at the time, our little network that we had on every single ambulance and EMS supervisor vehicles and the like, and using CAD systems. So these Bluetooth things, and so let's just put it this way, when you're setting things up and when you have to troubleshoot things, you have to go in discover mode. And so even before I was put on the regional communication team, I was already seeing on a regular basis that there were almost never, ever any unnamed Bluetooth devices anywhere. They were always named. And then leapfrog forward, when I was put on the regional communication team, and at that time there was only two regional comms team and, well, regional mobile comms team in all the United States. And I was on one of two of those things. And so, not to dwell on that, but that's kind of where my experience is. When establishing communications, especially during training, you train in dense areas, you train in rural areas, and what you'll see is, and even when we were training in the dense metropolitan areas, and when we're setting up our Blue Sky systems, and which is a mesh network based on Bluetooth, and this goes probably all the way from like 2012 to 2018, you still would not see unnamed devices, unnamed, unregistered, just basic codes on the screen. You would always see a named device. And we had numerous devices ourselves that we'd have to pair into the system. And right here, which was developed by Bluetooth Special Interest Group, I would probably say more like Bluetooth Special Intent Group, because there's an intent by this, and I'll get to it eventually, where this might all be going and where it's been going probably since the early 60s. So what they have said here is that your typical range is about 10 meters, about 32 feet, essentially. The funny thing is that you round this up, what is it? It's 33 feet, of course. But anyway, I would say that may have been the case in the earlier days, but now what I was finding prior to being terminated, that these systems reach further now than they've ever had. Like, you could find, and that was a part of your job too, is to learn about your distance, your ranging for your devices and stuff that you were setting in your system. And man, you could find a device, I would say hundreds of yards away, which is way more than 33 feet. One device. And that's getting to be a little bit dramatic. So that means there's some type of power output that's increasing, that has increased over time, that microwave energy. And so going on from this little intro here and going into a spiritual, dark motive that I believe it's been in the making or in the witch's brew for a long time. And what I hope to be able to present is a connection between something that's been injected into us for years. And it's this fetal cell line that comes out of Denmark or the Scandinavian countries. And you have to start to look at these technologies or these things that have been going on for a while that come out of Denmark, that come out of, you know, those Scandinavian countries. And it's kind of funny. I mean, that's where Bluetooth comes from. Bluetooth comes right out of the Scandinavian countries. And this other thing, which has been injected into most of us anyway, whose parents were not awake. Most of our parents weren't awake. So most of us have been injected with this fetal line cell. and that's this HEK 293, which is this essential human cell line with an unexpected origin, right? Which is kind of funny. You look at this immortalized cell line. You just can't make this stuff up. So what you'll see here is that obviously this cell line has come out of the Netherlands. And it's funny how they name certain things. Like right here, we got Hallel cells. And for most people, that may not mean anything to them. Especially if they read like the King James Bible or any other Bible that has been translated into your basic English format. This is the type of translation that I try to read. Something that gets it a little bit more close to what was most likely or how things were said or spoken, right? Because I believe that the way things sound is more important to how things look on paper. Here we go, right here, you got how you have fallen from heavens, oh Hallel. What you will see in a lot of translations is, you know, where we start to get this word Lucifer, which I believe it's only written in the King James Version. And then other translations will give you, I believe, Satan. But anyway, this right here, Hallel, I think it's a little probably more correct. And because you start to see these things a lot when it comes to a lot of scientific literature as the method of immortalization influences, you know, the influencer who beguiled somebody, right? Resulting in the cell line can be illuminating for working with it. It's just truly insane. So the reason it's called 293, or HEK 293, is that it was the 293rd experiment when they finally got it right. Whatever it is they were doing, they finally got it right and ready to inject into everybody. So let's look here. Originating from a female fetus, mammalian cell line. Of course, that could mean anything, really. It really can. It's funny how the first thing they give you is a cat or a predator, right? I think predator is right. We get this creating a immortalized cell line from kidney cells, Hallel, in a wide range of applications because of their ease of transfection. You're like, what in the world does Bluetooth have to do with this? I'm getting there. I'm sorry. I'm very slow. Now moving on to electromagnetism. The Lorentz force is both electricity and magnetism as different manifestations. I know I just messed that up, but that's okay. I went to public school, so I should be forgiven. Electromagnetic force plays a major role in determining the internal properties of most objects encountered in daily life. It's almost like Star Wars, right? The force. It's all around us. So now we got this electroporation. It's both transient, stable transfection of mammalian cells. Transfection is basically opening gates for hell in your body, essentially. And I don't necessarily like using the word DNA because I don't necessarily... It's not that I don't believe in DNA. It's not... We're not given the full picture of what this so-called DNA is or RNA is, and that's a whole other story that I have with a research scientist that I became pretty good friends with at the NIH. He just told me it's not what you think it is, and he says, do you believe in cartoons? Because that's all they ever gave you, and that's as far as I'll go on that. But so we got this high voltage electric pulse of how transfection works with mammalian cells. You kind of see where I'm going with this now. We've been filled with these mammalian cells from Denmark, from the Netherlands, and now we got this whole system we are inundated with and surrounded by today, this Bluetooth system. Again, Bluetooth, mammalian HEK 293, they both come out of Denmark or the Netherlands. So a lot of nasty stuff that is happening that has been perpetrated by these predator class people to transfect us, to electrify us with these systems and these injections for my entire life anyway. Do these mammalian cells, cell lines that we've been injected with, what have they done to us? In the electric realm, that is, like this whole transfection thing, this Bluetooth thing, they come together. This really is intersectionality. Not like, you know, the whole freak show intersectionality that we got going on, but where we have had something that's been brewing in a witch's stew, if you will, for a long time. These immortalized Hillel cells. And I think, looking at it from a spiritual perspective, that these Hillel cells actually come from this one who fell. Hillel. Or Hillel. Right? And I think this is one of the fallen ones. Whether you think it's Satan or it's just some other one. Or these entities. And they are finding ways to change us. Instead of being man and woman, they're trying to make us human, something different. And I don't even like using the word human, because it ain't what you think it is. It doesn't mean what you think it means. None of these words mean what you think they mean. So the whole transfection thing is to insert something foreign into you. So then you go into this host cell thing. Again, the word host does not mean what you think it means. So we're looking at it from a spiritual perspective, and you can't really see it up here because it's hidden. Everything is hidden. So let's look at it from a literal perspective, the biblical use, you know, the sun, the moon, the stars. Then you get another term, the heavenly hosts. And some people may not agree with this, but I believe this is where the whole Tower of Babel incident happened, where the host of heaven came down with the Father. He saw what they did, and he knew that they were all one voice, one language. There was nothing that they would not be able to do together that they imagined. So he split them up into 70 different languages. And the host of heaven, the divine council, the sons of Elohim, the sons of God, however you want to look at it or categorize it, he assigned them different Els, different Elohim, different gods. They were assigned something spiritual, these hosts. And I think that is starting to tie all these things together. Once you start reading the scientific literature, it's riddled with this stuff that goes back, it points back to the Creator or the Father every single time that these psychopathic scientists or these writers or the parasite of this world, what they write, they're always pointing to these fallen elves or these fallen sons of God, always pointing at them in all of their literature, in all their writings, in all of their studies, their protocols, their strategies against mankind. It's always something to bring us down a notch, to infect us with host cells, whatever the hosts want us to be or to become. More slave-like, what I would imagine, is to become a better slave. And I think that's where we're going, and we're going at a very fast rate. So that's where I think, my personal opinion, is that this whole Bluetooth phenomenon is just the next step. They fill you up full of these mammalian cells, or these Hillel cells, for generations and generations. And then they bring in a technology that opens the gates for these Hillel cells, transfect you to operate. You know, it's one thing to talk about this COVID vaccine, but it's another thing that I wonder sometimes if people who become or start to become more electromagnetic sensitive, I wonder if it has anything to do with, you know, being injected our entire lives with these cell lines that are probably just dormant for years and years, waiting for this electromagnetic frequency bandwidth to come into play, to start to mess with you, to try to change you, to try to electrify you in certain ways, open up your cells, these gates, these Hallel gates, these gates to let hell in. It's insane once you start looking at it from this perspective. Why is Denmark or the Scandinavian countries kind of always in the middle of this stuff? So I hope I didn't ramble too much, and I hope maybe I shed a little bit of light on something. Strange times. It's, well, I guess if you look at it, it's always been a strange world. It's always, they've always targeted the creation. They hate it. And once you look at it from this perspective, it's the same thing over and over. It's the same cycles to rewrite creation, because they can't speak anything into existence, and they can't speak anything out of existence. They have to tamper with it, tinker with it, right? That's what they do. They can't create, but they can manipulate. And that's all I got. Ticker. All right.
There's an interesting take on frequencies and genetics. And I was saying years ago, because we're all inundated with nanotechnology, nanites from the air and from the water you're drinking and the food you're eating and the clothes you're wearing and the stuff you're playing with and the vitamins and the drugs and everything else, that you, when you become saturated in the cellular level, even the seed and the egg are loaded with the nano. So he's talking about a mammalian line that's a genetic material that they have been playing with. And again, after the 293rd try, they finally figured out what it was to make it amalgamate or integrate with our DNA. Now we have all this nano in us. You're eating it, you're drinking it, you're breathing it, you're wearing it. And it's been saturating in the air since 1947. So by the time 1960, 65, 68, 70, you're now getting back into, again, a genetic engineering of the food, which is now incorporating into the DNA the nanoparticles that have been coming down from the sky, and they've been coming down from the sky even long before they started chemtrailing. All these coal-producing factories, all these manufacturing factories, all these steel forging factories, you know, they were already spewing this crap in the air. It got so bad they had to put 220,000-volt static discharge units inside the smokestacks to break down the particulates so that it would the toxins that it was being released would have been burnt even more. So we've been exposed on a technical level and a pollutant level. You know, and epigenetics have been always been changing. And then adding genetically engineering of foods. See, they probably figured it out by putting it into food supply and into the injections, that you would be eating it continually. So, you know, we look at Star Trek and you see the teleportation device, and they look like snow. You know, they're fading into the next wherever. They're being thrown through a buffer and whatever. That shiny, you know, spray thing that they're showing you, that's all nano. So you say, people tell me they want to have a baby. Under normal circumstances, I would encourage it. Today, I don't say nothing. Try not to, unless they push me into an answer. But that, because again, I know what's going to happen. You're going to get all together, you're going to all feel like, oh, you know, and it's a normal biological response. You know, that we want to reproduce of ourselves, have little boys and girls and running around your house. Like I said, boys and girls, not some, you know, itty bitty whatever. Mom, dad, boy, girl, son, daughter. Nothing transgender about it, you know. Grows up to be a man, she grows up to be a woman. They get married and, again, keep on the continuation of procreation. But today, we don't know what's going to come out. We don't know. Nobody's ever, I have not seen any studies, long-term studies, on nanobots, nanites, that what happens if they sit and saturate the cellular matrix, the cellular code, the DNA, genetics, the chromosome, what happens when your seed and her egg meet? It's now her egg is producing what's called a zygote, where the seed and the egg are now beginning to engage in the procreation. The umbilical cord is formed, attaches itself to the uterus, and now the child is absorbing everything that mom is eating. And now, because dad's seed had nanites and mom's seed had an egg, every time those cells split, the nanotechnology splits with those cells. So by the time that child is born, it is loaded already with nanotechnology. It's the way it is. And now, as we keep growing and going to school and evolving and changing, and we go through puberty, then they introduce foods that should not have been consumed by anything. Soy, tofu, miso, mung beans, and all the high estrogenically inducing foods that can alter and impact the endocrine system, especially to the male physiology. But those foods, especially soy, is super saturated with all kinds of stuff, nanos, silver, chemtrails, and antibiotics, glyphosates, you name it, it has it. Gets all broken down. This is why I'm not a big fan of nanokinase either. So I tell everybody go to serrapeptase instead, or trypsin. You know, but again, nobody can tell anybody what to do as far as having a baby, but this is something everyone should start looking at. What are you producing? Are you producing a experimental material for them to use as the child grows, or all of a sudden your child's always sick with something and can't seem to shake it off? It could be because of the fact that the genetic code and the cellular matrix of the body has been so convoluted with this nanotechnology, it's impeding the development of that child, especially in the area of the immune system. Take them to a doctor and you get no results. Or you get short-term results that seem to have some assistance, but again, so you got all this stuff already mutating us. All these frequencies all around us are activating the stuff inside of you. All these diseases that you have aren't even real diseases. These are created out of a lab and are activated by frequencies or by remote programming. That's what you're dealing with today. You're not dealing with a cold. Corona. What a joke. Corona wasn't even anything. Now it has mutated, and we got a new mutation and another mutation and another mutation. That's supposed to happen with a virus. But each time a virus mutates, it gets weaker, not stronger. That you can look up yourself. Now you have people, you know, walking around glowing in the dark, feeling pain. You know, it's just insanity. And then you got the Bluetooth and you got the cell phones, and the cell phones are all emitting transmission of radiation. And then 6 of you get together and you're talking to each other on the cell phone, doing, you know, pictures and, you know, goofy things and not realizing you're holding a time bomb. Holding a time bomb. So, this is where we're at today. So I thought it was a good presentation, and again, that angle I think everybody should look at. We got to start looking at we're in war. And Canadians got to quit relying on their government. You know, I don't rely on our government. I don't even trust our government. They're ready to give you a handout. As soon as they give you a handout, you're ready to go get a jab. That makes no sense to me. I got to tell you, so I had an interesting email the other day. I shared it with a bunch of people. I deleted the name. Guy sends me an email, asks me about these shots he's going to take and something else. I responded back saying that all the shots are going to have mRNA. We did a show about it a week and a half, 2 weeks ago on that. So he wrote me back some stuff and got all attitudinal with me. Developed an attitude. So I wrote him back, and I called him an idiot. Dumbass, actually. And I said, I showed you here that they could all have, there was two things about the jab, and then I wrote him and said, he wanted me to give him permission to go get these jabs. Now, I'm saying this on the air so that you don't write me and ask me for permission to go get a jab. I'm anti-vax to begin with. And after 2 years and 11 months of having to deal with F-tard politicians and F-tard regulations and F-tard people who are so damn stupid, it's just sickening to see. And then you're going to write me and ask me without doing any research on your own, and this is, I'm going to emphasize this, not doing any research on your own. And when I mean research, I don't mean opening up one link in Google. I mean, I'm talking about digging. And F Google. It ain't that good a search engine to begin with. Just type in the URL. It's a query. It's for entering a query. It's what you're doing. You're asking it a question to locate information for you. So type in, are mRNA in other vaccines? All you gotta do. This guy wouldn't even take the time to look. And he kept corresponding with me. And I finally said, you know what? You should take the shot. I did. I said this. I said, you should take the shot because nothing this stupid is meant to live anyway. Not meant to be here. So go get the third shot while you're at it. Because I said, if you won't take the time to take care of yourself, and you're looking for somebody to give you permission to violate yourself so that if something goes wrong, you can blame that person because you didn't have enough frickin' brain power. All your brain cells are dead except one. And you won't, and you know, you won't even do any research to protect yourself of all things. If you can't and won't do that, and you send me an email, I am going to basically tell you what I told this guy. That he was a dumbass. He was beyond belief stupid. And he was irresponsible. Because if you're going to take something in your body, I even told him, before you get the jab, get the insert from the jab you're going to get, so you can actually read it. It may even tell you in the insert that there may be mRNA technology in these injections. He wouldn't even do that. So, I can tolerate a lot when somebody's really sick. You're sick, you got a problem, I'm there. You know, I have no problem with that. need help, I'll be able to help you. But when you're just fucking stupid and you refuse to take care of yourself and you refuse to do any research or doing any digging or doing anything to protect yourself from any government today in medical, I have a tendency to lose it a little bit. And the Mediterranean side does come out. This case, I couldn't believe how stupid this guy was. First, I was polite, you know, civil. My Mediterranean charm was pretty well locked up. As the email kept going back and forth, I noticed my Mediterranean charm started rising to the surface. I started speaking, I didn't get into full-on Canadian, but it was getting there. Don't write me asking permission to get a jab because you're looking for a job, because you want to travel, or because you want to go see mom and dad, or whatever it is you want to do. Because I'm going to write back to says, how much do you value your life? Is this fucking shot worth your life? Is this fucking shot worth the damage it can do to you if it doesn't kill you? Is it worth it? There's a nurse in here. I'll play this. See, because when I see a nurse talking the talk that she's talking, and I see people writing me saying, can I get this, is this jab safe? Oh, geez. I'm the wrong person to ask that question. I really am. Because if you have to ask me that question, that's telling me that you're not looking for anything except some kind of reward or some kind of benefit. And then I'm thinking, are you just stupid? I even told the guy I wasn't going to help him. You have to go look it up. I don't think he did. He's probably going to go get the jab. But this is really important today because we are in a war. And you're the prize. And if you don't stand up for yourself and make decisions for yourself based on a reality check. If you're hearing every day people are dying from the jab and then people say, oh, it wasn't the jab, then you better start, you know, putting two and two together. This is what I said in the show a couple shows ago. Nobody knows how to extrapolate any information anymore or put things together. Nobody knows how to do that anymore. If for 2 years and 11 months they have lied to us about these injections, lied to us about the safety of the mRNA, lied to us about what it was, lied to us about saying that they created this injection and there was no identifying protein or peptide for them to base it on, and if they're lying to us about, oh, we're going to get a two-week curve, then why in fuck's name would you trust them today? Why would anybody trust them today? I'm reading other articles. Well, people are in surgery. They're injecting them with these vaccines. Why would you trust anybody today in the medical or in the government? Why? 2 years and 11 months, they have screwed us. They have caused family division. They have caused people their jobs or their businesses. They have debilitated and killed how many people? We have killed almost 7 million in Canada alone. So, and almost 70 million in the U.S. Imagine that. Doctors are telling you not to take these jabs, and yet you want to go grab another one today? Because what? How much do you value your life? Okay, how much do you value your life? Are you ready to throw it under the bus because a politician told you to go get a jab that hasn't been proven, hasn't been validated, tested properly, and has given you something that they've never isolated or proved. If you're going to, like I said, you contact me and ask me if this vaccine is okay, I'll ask you first, did you do any research? And you say no, I will call you a stupid ass. And you know what? Nothing this stupid is meant to live. If you're not going to take the time to take care of you and look after yourself, don't expect anybody to hold your hand while you're going to the toilet when you're a full-grown adult. If you're not willing to take the time to protect yourself, don't ask anybody else to do it for you, because if something does go wrong, you're going to blame that person. Take responsibility for your life. Take responsibility for the decisions you're going to make. Well, who puts what in your body? And if you still have this notion of trusting the government, then you don't need to email me. You don't need to email me. If you're already trusting the government, then you go right ahead. Take 5 shots. Take 6. Take 7. Take 8. Take a dozen. Why not? You trust the government, go for it. Get a double dose of everything. You'll be doubly protected, just like Fauci used to say, oh, you got to wear 3 and 4 masks at a time. I couldn't believe that. Oh, man. I couldn't believe how many people fell for that. A lot of young people I used to see, a lot of young girls, probably 15, 16, 2 and 3 masks on. Your eyeballs are popping. Oxygen deprivation. Oh, my. This is the world we live in today. Hey. All right, let me find this first. Unbelievable. Yeah, right? No. Give me a second here. There we got it. There we go. Okay. I want everyone to listen to this.
I'm probably gonna lose my job.
Yep. Want everybody again. Now, this is a woman that works in the medical, and she's not willing to spike a child with a bioweapon. And yet some dumbass wants to know if these are safe to jab into his body. That's unbelievable. Anyway, listen to her. She's got more respect. She's got my respect on so many different levels. But anyway, hold on. Here we go.
I'm probably going to lose my job. And if being a nurse means that I have to just sit back and be quiet and watch other babies get jabbed with different substances, and I have to be quiet when I find out that 22 of them died in the month of August at one hospital, and that it's very likely that all of those mothers were vaccinated. Because that's been the pattern over the last year and a half. All these babies that are dying, all these babies that have these new health problems that no one's really seen before, all the echoes that are done on these babies because something's up with their heart, breathing issues, NICU, all this stuff. These have all been increased. So, it's not right. So if being a nurse means that I don't get to save my own mother, I don't get to save babies, and I have to sit back and be quiet while people are doing things that are evil, then I don't want to work there. No amount of money can make me inject poisons into a baby. And if as a mother, if you don't get that disgusting feeling when someone tells you I have to inject this toxic substance into your baby, and you don't shout at the top of your lungs, just stop. You really need a wake-up call.
Ha, 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 ha. Well. And then somebody writes me an email saying, is these shots safe? It's a wonder I'm not an alcoholic, honest to God. You know, it's a good thing I don't drink. I drink on a rare occasion, or if I got something wrong, if I'm trying to find a respiratory, I make my little tonic there, my biofilm buster, but God almighty. This is what I mean. This woman, seeing it, researching her own, and now doesn't even want to work at the place anymore because she's going to be killing babies. And here a ding-dong wants to line up and go get a... that may or may not have something. And you know what's interesting, too, about even the earlier jabs had nano aluminum in them. Short-term gain, long-term loss. I mean, it's just so stupid today. There's no job, no amount of money for any job. I don't care if it's $1 million an hour. That's worth getting something that can violate and corrupt your DNA forever. I just explained about having a baby. You got all these nanites inside your body, nanobots and nanoparticles inside your body. It's in the seed. You decide to have, oh, baby, I want to make a baby with you. Let's put our DNA together. Woohoo! That DNA is loaded with these nanomaterials. Could be why some of you can't get pregnant either. Maybe the seed is dead, or maybe the egg is dead because of the nano. Again, going to a doctor may not be the answer either, because if they're not knowing what they're looking for, they're not going to see it, or they're going to say it's just what it is, nothing. So, you know, it's what it is, it's how it is. You know, and regarding to our lives and what do we hold value? Do we hold our core value? In other words, not just our core values in regarding to God and country or whatever, but our core values as far as who we are and taking care of yourself. Not listening to these all these stupid things. Are you ready to go and, you know, get a good job, but they require that you take the jabs. Are you willing to say, you know what, I could use the job, I need the money, but you know what, I don't need to commit suicide to get it. You know, and that's it. It's all you really need, you know. And I've been encouraging you forever, start your own business. Shine shoes on a street corner. Sell combs. Anything. You'll be far better off as an independent, honest to God, than working for anybody. I always hated working for people. There's two jobs I didn't mind doing. One was driving a truck. Initially, I got tired of that too, but warehouse work, and then I became independent doing what I'm doing today. So, it's how it is. It's how it is. I've always had this independence because, again, I didn't like really working with that many people because most of the people I was around were stupid. But anyway, it's up to you. If getting a job means you got to sacrifice your genetic code, there's no amount of money in this fucking planet that's worth that. Nothing's worth that. And then if a child is being born and the nano is loaded into them, the last thing you need for that child are more vaccines that will all react. Like I said, you know, it's time to no longer be trusting anything. If you can't sit there and realize for the last 2 years and 11 months we have had nothing but grief. Nothing but grief. You know. It's insane. And yet, here we are today, people lining up to go get violated. Imagine that. Okay, I'm going to wind her down. Remember, today's Saturday. I think it's Saturday. Is it Saturday? Yeah, I think so. And 3 o'clock this afternoon, we'll have a live stream. So, as usually every Saturday, 3 o'clock, again, this is designed primarily for, not designed for, but it's done for, at that time to help those in Europe to be able to listen to the show, because the show's usually at 6 during the other two shows at night. So, a lot of them fall asleep or are not awake to it. So, remember, Saturday, the 12th of November, 3 o'clock, we're going to have the live stream show. Alrighty. I always say at the end of these shows, read your Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Start reading them. Read the book of Revelations. Get caught up with the interdimensional war coming on the planet. So we can all get ready. So I always say, read the Gospels. Read all the Gospels. Read the letters. Everything. You know, find out about Jesus. Find out about Jesus. Somebody contacted me about that earlier this week. I said, look, I tell people to read for themselves the Bible, especially regarding to Jesus. This way nobody can interfere with whatever you're going to get out of it. Now, whether you believe or don't believe after it's all said and done, at least you owe it to yourself to read it. And that's how I left it. Well, on the top, we have people on the very top all trying very hard to help people, again, survive what's going on. Again, support anyone you want, support anybody you can, to give you, to, you know, that are doing something viable. Like I said, lots of names up there. You know, you got Sherry, you got Fiona, you got Yanni. These are they're all in on the nano and doing nano stuff. So again, if you want to help them, you want to support them by all means, you know, you got anybody else up there, including myself. You know, if you feel like you want to support, support. You can't support because you've been violated by the system, don't worry about it. Get back working on your feet. And when you can, help. Until then, share the message. Share the message. You know, the life you save may be your friends. All righty. I think we're pretty well got it wrapped up. So we're still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.